The Florida Legislature Investigation Committee of the 1950s and 60s, also known as the Johns Committee after its chairman, State Senator and former Governor Charlie Johns, attempted to eliminate homosexuals from state government and public education. Also, like the Red Scare and the McCarthy era before it, the committee examined suspected subversive activity among academics and civil rights groups. USF is holding a retrospective discussion of the committee and its legacy tonight in Tampa. I talked with one of the event's moderators, USF St. Petersburg Special Collections Librarian Jim Schnurr.
The original attempt of this committee was to try to shut down the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or the NAACP. If you were an African-American janitor at Florida A&M and a member of the NAACP, your job would be in jeopardy. They were unsuccessful. The NAACP shipped many of its membership records up to the New York office. What happened was, during this early part of the committee's history, Charlie Johns, former acting governor of Florida and then Senate president, tried to move the committee in various directions. Among the areas they targeted were instructors at Florida's public universities, many of the public educational institutions. One of the areas that they dabbled in was trying to look for gays and lesbians. They also went after academic freedom and tried to look at the materials that college professors and university professors and school teachers used in the classroom.
How was it like and how was it different from Joseph McCarthy and his investigations?
One of the things that the Johns Committee did, similar to what Joe McCarthy did, is they tried to point at people who were different. And by different, that meant that they were whites who advocated integration, African Americans who wanted to step beyond the boundaries of racial segregation, and others that challenged certain customs and traditions that were part of the Deep South. What makes this committee different from others was that they not only went after supposed communists or supposed integrationists, but they also went after academics. And again, the specific target of gays and lesbians was something that was very unique in Florida.
What are you going to be looking at with the retrospective, as well as these two documentaries that you'll be showing?
50 years ago, the committee went out of existence. And you could argue that there were two nails that went into the coffin of the Johns Committee that really brought it to its end. One is the release in 1964 of a very controversial document called Homosexuality and Citizenship in Florida, called the Purple Pamphlet, because it looked at gays and lesbians and largely others in Florida who were supportive of them as being some type of evil menace, kind of like a different type of communist that was invading us. It was a very controversial document and actually was declared in some parts of Florida as being pornographic literature. But the other nail in the coffin is USF. Had it not been for the University of South Florida pushing back, the committee might have been able to get away with their activities a little bit further. The students, the faculty and staff at USF in those early years did a successful job of responding to the committee by looking at its activities and really, in a large measure, helping to encourage others in the academic institutions throughout Florida to rally in a way that they hadn't done prior.
How should the committee be remembered, and in light of the recent protests to remove the late Congressman Bill Young's name from a building on the Tampa campus because of his role in this committee, how should the politicians that took part in this committee, how should they be remembered, do you think?
We have to look at Bill Young not only as the young state senator who was an ambitious lawmaker trying to work within the committee. We also have to look at the Bill Young that later becomes a member of the U.S. House of Representatives and for many years is very supportive of not only USF, but education throughout the Tampa Bay area. So I think looking at a name on the building, I would say Bill Young's name on that building, it can't be a reflection of the Bill Young of the Johns Committee, but it has to really be the reflection of the Bill Young of his entire political career. But some of the other politicians, I think, have a little bit different relationship. Politicians were elected to public office in the 1950s as segregationists because, generally speaking, voters wanted that. So what we really have to do is look at the larger picture of Florida's history and realize that because of governors like Leroy Collins, these politicians are going to help us go from that period of the past where racial segregation and other types of witch hunts were considered to be appropriate to a time where we look at that as a shameful part of our history.
The Johns Committee retrospective is free and open to the public. It takes place tonight, Thursday, at 7 p.m. in the USF Marshall Center's Oval Theater.